It's time to pray. We need to pray. Now more than ever, the people of God need to pray. The Bible says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Taking time to pray will make a big difference in our own lives, families, church, and our nation. Our prayers need not be long. As Jesus said, but when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think they shall be heard for their much speaking. Our prayers can be short and to the point, but we do need to be persistent. Paul urged us to pray without ceasing. And as Jesus taught in the parable of the friend at midnight, if we will keep seeking God and knocking, praying, He will answer our prayers. Jesus emphasized this point with the parable of the unjust judge, pointing out that if someone like the unjust judge would respond to persistence, certainly our loving God will respond to our prayers if we pray with faith. The Lord has told us we can come boldly to Him. So, will you join us in the month of October as we focus on prayer? We have some tools to offer you. The October Bible Reading Guide includes a prayer each day that is found in Scripture. As you read these prayers, you can also pray them as your own, which will help us pray biblically. The October Prayer Calendar provides a key request to pray about each day. Don't you think it will make a difference with all of us praying about some of the same issues? And then there's the NAFWB Prayer Journal, which you can adapt to fit your own needs. The journal also focuses us about key areas to pray on. Also, each week we will produce a graphic, brief video, and blog about aspects of prayer on which to focus: adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. Please join us in prayer throughout the month of October, because the prayer of a righteous man avails much.